The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mortgages, whether you're a first-time buyer, a homeowner, interest rates and things like that swirling around in the consciousness, I know. To talk about this, the importance of shopping around, how to get the best deal, we've teamed up with the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and we're joined by Sinead Ryan, journalist and presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk. Sinead, always good to see you.
Karen.
So we might start with those who are at the start of this journey.
Yeah,
the first time buyers.
God love them.
And they think, God, where do I start? And what information do I need to get together?
No. And listen, you don't want to mess this up, because if you've actually found a house to buy, that is the hard bit over with. So don't get screwed up over the mortgage. And there are lots and lots of ways you can get yourself mortgage ready. And, you know, first things first, this is an exercise that you can start really as far out as you want. I would say years, because you have to pull together a deposit, but definitely with 6 months to go. Don't do it any quicker than that. It is going to take ages. So anyone who's a first time buyer will need their 10% deposit under the bank rules. Now, after that, you can avail of two different schemes that are there. The first one is the Help to Buy scheme, and this is available for first time buyers, which is effectively your tax back for the last 4 years. Up to 30,000 euros. This is fantastic. Apply to revenue, get it in the bag. They'll send you a confirmation email, and at least you know you have it and you can forget about it. The second one, if you're going for it, and I wouldn't, is the shared equity scheme, the first home scheme. And this is effectively a kind of a free loan given out by local authorities by the first home scheme. And it gives you another chunk of money, and this is what we would have called a bridging loan, Kieran, in our day.
Yes,
but it's interest free for the time, for a number of years, and again, it gives you up to 30% of the purchase price of the house, or 20% if you're also getting Help to Buy. So there are things you can put in the bag. After that, you are looking at getting your paperwork in order. Now, first time buyers are going to need ID.
Okay,
they're going to need bank statements for at least 6 months. And by the way, folks, that's from all of your bank accounts, even the ones.
All the main ones.
All of the bank accounts, right, for both of you. Certificate of income, usually from an employer. If you're self-employed, I expect to be asked for accounts for the last 3 years.
Wow.
Certified accounts, okay? The banks don't want to deal with anybody who's not tax compliant. P60, pay slips. Credit card statements, any other loans you have, anything that they might wonder, are they going to be able to pay their mortgage if it all goes pear-shaped? Car loans, you know, personal loans, credit union loans, all of that. Gather it all together, you're going to be asked for it.
And I'm just conscious of maybe people listening to this, and they might have a Revolut account that the few quid goes into, and that's their fun money, as it were.
Yeah,
like all of that needs to be accounted for.
Banks aren't fun. No.
Yeah.
Your spending, it might be fun. They still want to know.
And I haven't gone through this not that long ago, a few years ago. You've got to do that kind of a few times during the process. Certainly if you were building, like as we were, you kind of do it to get the approval. You get to get your approval in principle. Then you're doing it to draw down. Then you're doing it at the end to get kind of final stage payments, if you're going through the stage payments. So this is a process you might get used to.
It is. And pretty much you have to do it till your head melts and you're going demented.
Yeah.
Approval in principle, which is the bank saying, look, we'll probably give you a loan. That lasts 6 months.
Yeah.
Maximum. So if you haven't found your house and closed down on it, then you have to do the same thing all over again. Now, some of the banks will let you go. Has nothing else changed? No.
Yes.
Okay, we'll roll it over. One of probably the best things you can do is actually talk to a mortgage broker, because they can do all the legwork. They actually find this stuff fun, which is hard to believe.
I know.
But they do. And that can be a big help for you. And then, of course, the other thing you need to do is check your interest rate. Now, look, I'll be honest with you. People get bees in their bonnets trying to go boggle-eyed looking at interest rates. 0.5% off here, 0.1% off for this or that or the other. I would always say to people, I would favour a lower rate on a bog standard mortgage, like whatever rate you can get, fixed rate, versus the bells and whistles. We'll give you money back on this. We'll pay for your legal fees. We'll give you a cash back on this. Because by the time you all that up, that's eaten bread, soon forgotten. You might get all that now, but actually in the long run, the lower rate bog standard is going to be better off. The CCPC does have a mortgage calculator, like a shop, if you like, a comparison shop. What I like about them is that they are completely independent. So the banks can't pay to be put up first, and you can rank it by interest rate. So it is a good idea to do that, because what you're comparing are two things: fixed rates and a standard variable rate. Now, standard variable rate is the one that will go up or down, or up or down, depending on how the bank feels and underlying interest rates. The fixed rate locks you in for 1, 3, 5, 7 years. And that's fine, because it gives first-time buyers certainty of outgoings. They like that when everything's so expensive. I'm not a mad fan of locking in after 5 years, because, I mean, we know the way the markets are. They can go up, down, and... you know, interest rates are at their height now. So they are only going to start coming down. So if you're locking into a 5-year rate in 2024,
by 2029, you're going to be overpaying. Okay, that's worth keeping
so
in mind.
So it's always a bit of a dilemma what to do.
What about switching? People who already have the mortgage. Is it because they're so high now, should they hold off?
Well, people haven't been switching in the last while. I mean, the last big switch exodus was when Ulster Bank and KBC left.
Yeah.
Because people were forced into doing something about that. But people haven't. We're not great switchers. And I wonder why. Because this, I know the paper work is a lot, but like, this is a money saving guarantee, no question. If you have been on the same mortgage for 10 years and you have never switched, a couple of things have happened in that time. First of all, you're probably earning more. Secondly, your house has earned more.
Yes.
And if you don't know what your current loan to value is, then you are missing out. I would tend to do this every year or 2 years. It's a sum on the back of an envelope. So your loan to value ratio is the mortgage you currently have divided by the value of your house.
Okay.
Okay, it's a guesstimate.
Yeah.
But that gives you a percentage. So if you have a house, if you have a mortgage of 225,000 on a house worth 450, that's a 50% loan to value.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if your mortgage is based on a 90% loan to value, you're immediately in a better position. You're a better prospect for the bank.
Yes.
You're a better risk for the bank. So ring up your bank and say, hold on a second, my fortunes have changed.
Yes.
I'm a better customer for you now. I want a better rate. So sometimes when you switch, you don't have to leave the bank.
Okay, you might get a better deal within the bank. That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
And you won't know what the current rates are without going and checking. And your LTV, when you go in to look at the comparison of mortgage rates, they'll have rates for 90%, rates for 60 to 80% and rates below 60%. And the banks want the good stuff. And you will get a better rate there.
Sinead Ryan, journalist and presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk. Sinead, thank you as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.